BITCO is revolutionizing the way businesses connect. We're taking on your connectivity challenges and shooting our high-speed fiber internet across the country. Not just for some, but for everyone. Fiber is not a luxury, but a necessity. For business, for life, for you. And being connected is everything. So network with a Tier 1 internet provider and take your business to the next level of connectivity. BITCO.co.za. Connectivity is everything.
Running a business keeps you on your toes. Wouldn't it be great if your internet connection could keep up? Introducing Business Class Fiber from Vox. It's super fast, reliable, and highly cost-effective. You get unlimited calls to all SA destinations, and it's scalable. So no matter the size of your business, you've still got room to grow. Get connected with Business Class Fiber from Vox and see what super fast internet really means. For more information, visit vox.co.za.
Thank you for listening to the Tech Central podcast. I'm Duncan McLeod. I'm joined for a second time on the podcast by CEO for content at Celsius video streaming platform Black, Suri Ramaseri. Suri, welcome back and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Duncan.
It's been about 4 months now since Black was launched. How's it gone and what have you learned so far?
So there's a couple things that have happened, and I think us launching in the market at the time that we did was really great because we've learned a lot in that time span, and as we hit the market big bang now, we know where we need to focus and what are the things customers want on the platform and where education is required, and also from a data perspective and an access perspective, how do we educate the consumer market and how do we position ourselves in that space. So the two last couple of months have been phenomenal in terms of the growth. I mean, for a new platform, there's a couple of things that happened. So I'm sure you're aware we won App of the Year. So that says something that we've done the right thing in terms of how we position this product and how we've taken it to market.
Which awards was that again?
So it was the Stuff magazine, the Techno Geek magazine. And in the entertainment space, we won the Entertainment App of the Year 2017,
okay.
Together with Discovery winning on the lifestyle and Take a Lot winning in the shopping, so against big brands. So that was really rewarding in terms of a big achievement, just entering the entertainment space. Couple of things in terms of bringing content inclusion to the South African market. We've seen phenomenal uptake in our packages, a lot on the local content in our access pack. It's been amazing in terms of customers wanting access to the most recent content. So rentals has done very well in Black, where customers are looking for the theatrical releases that just come off circuit and they can watch it first in Black. And I think even more importantly, they didn't have to have a contract to watch. You simply come onto Black and you rent. And I think we've disrupted and broken that space in terms of where you can just come on and choose what you want to watch. And that's what we've seen coming across very strongly. The one space that we obviously couldn't own in terms of local content, which was sport because of the exclusive rights in the market at the moment. But what we knew customers loved from a football perspective was the football clubs, and bringing in Manchester and Liverpool and Chelsea and Real Madrid and Barcelona TV, which is strong fan bases in South Africa, that's done very well on the platform in terms of customer subscribing and especially being able to watch their football matches. And what customers are gripping onto is even though we don't have the match live at the time that it goes out and you can catch it the next day or a couple hours later, the live audio is amazing because you're part of the game. It's not like a text-based thing. It's actually the live game being played, and the only difference is there's a screen on top that gives you the match, but you're getting the audio, you're getting the videos in between, you're getting the pre-match build-up, the post-match build-up. So that's really creating excitement in the market that doesn't have access to live sport to be able to have this inclusion and be able to watch this and then catch the match 6 hours later or the next morning, which is really building on to subscriptions. And we can see from daily to weekender to weekly where they're coming on and trialing and then they're seeing the value in the product and they're subscribing to the monthly. The subscriptions on our subscription models, which is our premium and our local access products, starting to pick up beautifully in terms of the dailies and weeklies, weekenders as well, and we're seeing again the transition into the monthly packs where customers are seeing the value. And I think also that it's very, very affordable. We also launched our binge access product, which gives the customer a combination of live TV as well as movie series and music for 89 Rand. You can't find that in the market at the moment, the combination. And that's also picking up nicely on the platform.
So when you launch a platform like this, obviously a lot of planning goes into it before the launch, and you don't really know what consumers are going to go for and what they're not going to go for. Now, you've highlighted some of the things that have been successful, like the soccer channels and the movie rentals and that sort of thing. But there must have been areas as well which perhaps haven't lived up to the expectations that you might have had according to the business plan. What are you seeing in that regard?
So, I mean, all the content that we brought on the platform and the choice and the flexibility in terms of what we positioned, we did our homework before bringing this content. As you're aware, the more subscribers you get on the platform and the different segments that you target, they start to adopt to these services. So the other content on the platform, we're seeing customers subscribing, and you're going to see that coming in our communication now in terms of what you educate the market and what you advertise is what customers come onto the platform, and that's where they subscribe. So the other content, I think early days for me to say certain content didn't work because we don't know that yet, and our communication, the market, and the education is going to go now in terms of the different verticals that we're going to target. We've got an amazing kids offer, and we're going to push kids. We're looking at our local offering, and that's where we're going to drive that quite aggressively, our bundled offerings. And as we see from a digital perspective, we've got more flexibility and we can target quite aggressively. We're seeing, as we target certain verticals, we're seeing the adoption. So at this stage, we're also working very closely with our partners where we're seeing over the 4 months which content in the packs customers didn't really go and watch. Please move this and bring these contents. So you can see on a weekly basis, but within a month, there's lots of new content coming in. We don't want to take things off too early because we don't have the volumes of the markets on the base to be able to make that decision. But from the customers that are on the platform, you can see the trends of what they're watching. So like kids, we're bringing in more kids content. Local, we're bringing in more local content. Music, we can see, I think in the market as well, that customers love music. So we're changing and we're building a lot of the genres of what customers are looking for.
I know you can't disclose specific subscriber numbers, but do you have some insight into the customer take-up per network? Are you seeing most of your customers being Cell C customers as well, or are you seeing large uptake from other operators?
So when we launched, it was 50-50 in terms of the splits. But as Cell C started to drive this more aggressively in terms of their data offering and the inclusive data, and the fact that their customers can subscribe using prepaid airtime, it's a massive shift suddenly. So with the launch,
The
launch of Mega Bonus and inclusive data, so every time you recharge on Mega Bonus, you get double the value in airtime, plus you get 100% back in black data. That has had a phenomenal impact on our subscribers.
Okay. Now, I know that Black is being, it's owned by Cell C, but it's being positioned as a way of being kind of independent of Cell C as well. Are you looking to work with other network operators to introduce similar value-added data packages to consumers on their networks? And has there been any positive reception to that?
So we definitely did start, and we've approached some operators in the industry. And yes, I think it's going to be a bit of a challenge in the beginning because they see us as an offering of SALSI rather than a standalone, which I believe is a missed opportunity because whether we're part of SALSI or not, and the fact that we brought a South African local offering to consumers in terms of what they want, they're going to gravitate to the product, and we can see it happening. They're going to still use the network by default, so wherever they're investing, black is still going to get consumed on their network by default.
You might have more luck with internet service providers as opposed to...
Yes, that is happening, yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Before we continue, just remind me of all the offerings that you have on Black at the moment, because it's not just video streaming. You're offering a whole range of services. Just run us quickly through what those are.
So some of the key differentiators, firstly, is rent-to-buy. So straight off theatrical cinema, whatever movies you see in theatrical comes out on Black. So, for example, you can see Black Panther that has been most successful in terms of one of the major releases that have come on. We've got that on our platform to pre-order now. And we've partnered with Stuckin, of course. If you get into cinema, you'll see our pre-roll of the ad of Pink Panther, and you can pre-order right now the moment you leave the cinema. So we've got all the theatrical releases that come out into cinema on Black, and you can rent and buy quite simply. The second one that we have is two options of a subscription on demand type offering, where we've got the access and we've got the premium, and that's our flexible packages, and those you can subscribe day, week, weekend, and monthly. Then we have five football clubs, which is the Manchester, Liverpool, Chelsea, Real Madrid, and Barcelona, and we will be bringing more on board. Then the next one is live TV. We've got over 60 TV channels, and we've got different bouquets there. So we've got the kids bouquet, we've got a news lifestyle, we've got the access, we've got the premium. So over and above just live TV that you can subscribe individually to, we've also bundled offering. So we've taken the access of the video on demand offering plus the TV access product, and we bundled it together, and we've done binge access products. So we've got the access, the premium, premium plus. So there's multiple offerings that customers can subscribe to. We've also got gaming on the platform, but gaming is more focused around the kids element of gaming, and we're looking at advancing that into more console, online-type gaming, and that you'll see that coming and featuring on the product.
What type of games do you have on the platform? Is it little basic JavaScript-type games, or is it more advanced than that?
It's the downloadable games, a lot similar to how you would download in the app stores.
Okay.
But we've got a combination of all those type of games and some exclusives. It's also linked to the Disney content as well. So
okay.
You've got some of those.
Are these mobile games specifically?
Correct.
Okay.
That's on the application.
It's not something you download on the set-top box and play on your TV, for example.
No.
No.
And that's where we're moving to in terms of the more online, where you can start to play against each other, more console-type gaming, which we had as part of the plan, but we wanted to phase that. You don't want to launch everything in one go because then it's difficult to communicate all these verticals.
Mm.
Then we have also interactive services. So we've got the ticketing. So you can book bus tickets, tickets to events,
that's
concerts.
That's through Blue Label's Ticket Pro.
Yeah, we partnered with Ticket Pro. And then we've also got betting, which is Clickabet, that we've got on the platform. And we've got also music, which we bundled in our packages, and we're looking at music as a big strategy for Black as well, based on what we're seeing customers are consuming. And I think the differentiation for us on the platform is a lot of services out there in the market is just streaming, where ours is videos.
Yeah,
so
I know
you get
got
to watch the video.
You've had a video subscription service. Is that bundled as a value add to all the platforms, or is that a separate subscription?
It's bundled with existing, so
okay.
We've done an all-in-one, but we will go standalone soon.
Okay. Now, we had the launch of Spotify in South Africa this week, and now there must be at least half a dozen of these players. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, Deezer, Symphony Africa, Apple Music, Google Play Music. I know I'm missing a couple. Jukes.
Yes.
There's a good number of them. Does that streaming, I know when we spoke last year at the launch, you said you were keen to get into that music streaming market. It's very competitive. Is that still something you're looking at?
We're definitely looking at that, but we're looking at it from a very different perspective. And I don't think many of these platforms have looked at it from a local perspective. It's a lot of international, and South African customers are hungry for local content and local music. And we're going to take a different stance in terms of how we build this. And I can't share, obviously, that strategy right now, but you're going to see it's very disruptive and very different, and it's looking at what do South African want and the up-and-coming artists.
Okay. What sort of time frame are we looking on that?
Fairly soon.
All right. So it's a this year project.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Just in terms of the, and I know, again, you can't talk subscriber numbers, but how's the take-up of the service comparing to your business plan?
So I can't share that information right now, but what I can tell you is, based on similar type of, ours is obviously very different because we've got so much more than the traditional standalones that launched in the market. But if you look at where they were when they launched and how they're growing now, I think we've taken the market by storm.
All right.
In terms of growth.
Can you share any data on the most watched types of content on the platform? Perhaps what the most popular TV series are, for example? Mm.
So there's a couple of things that are happening on the platform, and you can obviously see it when you get there. But you can see South Africans are looking for adult content.
Adult content?
Yes, based on what they're looking to subscribe to. Because you can see 50 Shades of Grey, Sex Addict, After Porn, which is more a documentary. But you can see a lot of customers are gravitating genetically on the platform towards that type of content. Kids content is doing very well in terms of all. So movies in general, from a theatrical release perspective, the moment they come onto the platform, they're getting consumed. Mm. Music is very big from our linear TV channels. You can see most of the music channels are being subscribed to. Gospel as well. Trace is doing very well. Fox channels are doing very well on the platform. So you can see there's a combination of news, which is one that's big, music is big, movies where they want access to the latest, and consumers want access to series that they can binge. So you can see the Uzalos, the Generation, Skims.
Lots of local shows that are most popular.
Correct.
Okay.
We've got our two exclusives that we've launched, and that's Medikills and Catastrophe.
Those
and
are international shows.
Yes, and the new one just released now, the new season. And that's also picking up quite nice in time because customers like to watch, I think, series. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's got a good story and customers can binge watch, they hook onto it. Mm. So you can't say a specific series is popular. It depends on what that series is and the story behind it, and you'll find customers grabbing onto it.
Have you lined up any new exclusive content on the platform since launch, and what are your plans in that regard this year?
We've got a lot of content on the platform, and with launching, we're obviously looking at specific verticals in that space, and you'll see them coming on. But the agreement that we had signed up, we're constantly bringing new content as we're seeing what our customers are like. We can take certain content off and we can replace it with some content, and we're doing that on a monthly basis. And the fact that every single month new content's coming onto the platform from a movie perspective, I think we're already playing in that space. In terms of investing into big series and stuff now, I don't think that's our intention. We want to learn what our customers want and bring relevance in terms of that. But local is something that we're looking at very closely.
I want to ask a bit more about local content later in our discussion, okay. But I want to touch on what you said about adult content again. Is there an opportunity, and would you consider offering a, let's call it a pornographic tier on this platform?
Our platform's flexible to be able to do anything. And I think if we do go in that space, it would have to be in a very secure environment that it doesn't interfere with your current framework and your current platform, that it's completely separate and not on the mainframe.
on the mainframe.
So what we have today on the platform, it will not feature in that space because you're targeting kids.
Yes.
And
everybody would have to be separate.
Yes. Okay. You've got a different segment of the market that wants access to that. And you can't bring something like that in a space where you're driving family, kids. And you've got conservative consumers that don't want access to that. So all I'm saying is our platform is flexible, that we can do it in a very secure environment, different setup, different access that doesn't interfere with Black.
Is it something you're considering?
We'll discuss that at a later stage.
I'll take that as a no comment. Okay, let's talk about local content. Have you commissioned any additional local content? I know you had Hangman, which was a show that was actually produced for ETV.
Yes.
Have you commissioned any additional content?
We haven't at this stage, but we're looking at the right type of formats that we want to get into.
Okay. So what are your plans in that regard? I mean, what's your thinking currently about it? I mean, obviously, soap operas are very popular.
Yes.
In terms of the content that you've commissioned from other local producers or bought from other local producers. But where do you see local content going on the Cell C Black platform?
We can see there's a huge demand for it, and customers want access to local content. I mean, even if you see in the media today what is the most watched series, it's all your local content. Mm. That's number one. In terms of commissioning, we're not in the business of commissioning content. We're here to offer consumers the content that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
At some stage, we would definitely look at stuff that we could potentially do, and we will be producing content now. You'll see us launching in the market towards the latter of this month. But it's more around game shows where customers want to be part of different game shows. You've got up-and-coming artists that want to be given a platform to showcase their content, and no one's doing that today. So, and that's what I'm saying, we're taking a different view on this. Instead of us going commissioning a content, you've got so much of local artists out there that want a platform where they can bring this. And it's amazing ideas, amazing artists, but they just don't have a platform. And I think that's what Black can bring to them right now. So instead of us going and trying commissioning this, why don't give the opportunity to South Africans who already have written these scripts, already have started producing this content using the basic technology that they have in their laptops to do it, and us helping them to build onto this.
Okay. Now, I'm guessing that mobile is the most popular platform for Black, but maybe you can give us some insight into the mix between mobile, desktop, and of course, the set-top box that you sell as well.
Okay. So definitely mobile is one space where customers actually want to watch content. And I think the main reason is the flexibility and accessibility, that I can be traveling, I can be wherever I am. I don't have to be fixated in front of a TV and watch something specifically to a specific time in the day, because we all know, we all have hectic schedules and you can't always make the time to watch something at that given time. So the fact that the mobile phone allows you to do that, and the applications and the smartphone growth in South Africa has enabled that, from kids to adults to millennials. They want to be able to watch what they want to watch wherever they are. And that's why we're seeing that phenomenal growth in terms of content consumption on the mobile, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Black. It's growing vastly because customers want to be able to watch that. The laptops, I think that's also another space where a lot of people have access to it, and it's a bigger screen, and they can sit in their rooms, and you can see customers actually posting on social to say, I can now hide in my room away from the TV that everyone's holding onto that remote, and I can sit and get onto Black and watch what I want to watch, and they have everything that I'm looking for. But mobile by far is dominating. Laptop is definitely growing. And the set-top box, we've seen growth from our stores in terms of the purchase of it. We haven't been driving it aggressively, but we're going to see more growth in that. We're obviously looking at the launching our apps. And once we have the TV apps on board, then the set-top box is more for conversion to smart TV.
Yes, yes. Okay. Okay, so but mobile really dominates so far.
Correct. And I think our setup box is also creating a lot of excitement because it's not a normal, it's like a media box on steroids because it gives you such an engaging experience. If you click on a movie and you click on the cast, you get so much more information on the actors, their life, their Facebook and all their social Twitter feeds coming onto the platform that you can see what's happening in the life of that actor. You can also get access to all these shows and watch it when you finish watch the movie or before. It recommends all the other content on the platform that your favorite actor is on Black. So it's really creating a different engagement model to just watching TV, which is disrupting the way you actually engage with content, very different to traditional TV.
I know you were talking about pushing the set-top box through Cell C Fiber customers. Did that happen?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so you've got an active customer base.
Correct.
There. Okay. And now I know that Jose Dos Santos, the CEO of Cell C, said around the time of the launch that he was interested in bidding for the World Rugby World Cup rights. What transpired on that front, and which other sports content do you plan to bring onto the platform?
So we're definitely looking at all the live sports that customers want in South Africa, and how do we get access to that? I mean, there's different models out there. Do we partner with someone? Can we get the live rights? And the challenge that you have is a lot of those rights are locked in until 2020, 2021. So you're not going to get access to it until such time it becomes available. But we're busy looking at that. And I mean, you can see from a legal perspective as well as to look at how do we actually bring this to South Africa and why should it be restricted to certain operators or broadcasters in South Africa when customers are dying to get access to this. And I think also the different broadcasters or the content providers, they are also looking at this and thinking there's a bigger share in the market than just terrestrial. So we're seeing a lot of content providers coming to us and saying, we'll give you the digital rights, because they're realizing customers want flexibility and the market globally is moving digitally. Mm. And if they don't start playing in that space and they tie themselves down, there's lots of revenue out there in terms of what they could get, which is restricted to the partners where they're signing exclusivity.
You obviously have to have deep pockets, though, to bid for sports rights, especially in a competitive bidding situation. How serious is Black and parent Cell C in putting the cash on the table to bid for some of those big sporting
So definitely events? If it's something that's created massive demand, and we can get that content and it becomes available to us, we will bid for it.
All right. Siri, before I let you go, you're obviously competing in some respects with global content providers as well, like Netflix and others. Do you have any plans to launch Black outside South Africa at some point? I know Cell C is a South Africa-focused operator, but is there an opportunity to take Black beyond the borders of South Africa?
100%, and that's one of the reasons why we launched as a standalone brand as well, because we're playing in a completely different space. We're playing in a media space, and the reason we launched standalone was we're offering a solution to South Africa. It's not a product of Cell C, but the partnership with Cell C was key in terms of enabling an end-to-end solution to be able to do it via airtime and data. We've got a lot of operators globally that have contacted us to also ask us if we're going to take this product into Africa and outside of Africa, because the solution that we've launched is exactly what they're looking for. Mm-hmm. We want to get it right in South Africa, make sure that we learn and we build a robust entertainment platform that can grow into other markets. But until we've mastered it in South Africa, we obviously won't take it out at this stage.
Obviously, it's a digital platform, largely. Is there anything stopping someone from, say, Namibia or Zimbabwe from accessing the system and subscribing it? Do you geo-block at all?
So we geo-block it for South Africa at this stage.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So anyone who wants to access it from outside the borders would have to use a VPN service or something similar if they wanted, like they
Correct.
Do with Netflix in the US, for example.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Siri Ramaseri is CEO for Content at Cell C. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central again.
Thank you.